I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land where this radio show is being created, the Boonwurrung and Wurundjeri Woiwurrung peoples of the Eastern Kulin Nation as traditional owners and custodians, and pays respect to their elders past, present and emerging. Sovereignty was never ceded. Hello, I'm your host Annie Liu. In politics this week, National Security Agency ASIO has called for a nationwide ban of the Nazi salute and insignia to prevent far-right radicalization in the country. ASIO is supporting a coalition bill to ban the Nazi salute, telling a parliamentary inquiry it would help to prevent radicalization and recruitment to far-right movements. This follows a Victorian ban after a far-right organisation repeatedly performed the salute outside Victorian Parliament in March. To the federal budget, National Treasurer Jim Chalmers will not commit to raising job seekers' rates in the federal budget this May. This is despite a report by the University of New South Wales and the Australian Social Service has shown the majority of people on job seeker payments are living in poverty. Chalmers has promised cost of living relief in the budget, but has not yet outlined what these measures will be. On to sports. English netball great Joan Harton has announced her immediate retirement from international netball. Harton has 117 caps for the Vitality Roses and has played in 4 World Cup and 4 Commonwealth Games. This will mean Harton will miss the South African Netball World Cup this summer. In the AFL, the annual Anzac Day round between Essendon and Collingwood held a record-breaking crowd at the MCG. There was 95,179 people in attendance for the blockbuster match, beating the previous Anzac Day record round of set in 1995. Collingwood won the match on Tuesday, 90.77. In environment news, a study published by Nature Communications has shown almost a third of the globe's coastal environment relies on kelp to help reduce local pollution and sustain fisheries that provide billions of dollars in benefits. However, overfishing and the climate crisis are damaging the kelp forests, with some areas in northern Tasmania and Western Australia recording up to 95% losses to kelp forests. To the arts now. A regional Western Australian youth choir has been selected to take part in a virtual choir for the official celebrations of King Charles III's upcoming coronation. The Vocal Fusion Youth Choir has recorded a version of Steve Wynn's Higher Love for the event. They will be the only Australian singers to be included in the virtual choir. The choir was previously included in the Queen's Platinum Jubilee concert. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to tune in to our bulletin next Friday. Be sure to check mojonews.com.au for all the latest student journalism from Monash University.